Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Deakin Wealth Management this morning, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Stuff the bus in Spotsylvania this Saturday, and we're going to talk about that in tie up some loose ends too with and reminders with for back to school with Spotsylvania. And we have a full house this morning. Don Shelley here from the school board. Michelle Patton Swisher is here, the school social worker for Spotsylvania, one of the school social workers. Nina Parrish with Parrish Learning Zone here, and from Spotsylvania County Schools, Renee Daniels. Hi to all of you.
Good morning.
We've done this now for a number of years. I'll start off with you, Renee. Stuff the bus, a big deal, and it's this Saturday, and I'll let you let us in on all the nuts and bolts and, you know, where you're going to be on Saturday and what people can do.
Well, it is this Saturday, August 4th, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the South Point Walmart. We're going to be out there collecting all kinds of school supplies. We are very excited that we are again partnering with Parrish Learning Zone. They have been helping us coordinate the event, and Coldwell Banker Elite has also jumped on board this year to help us with the drive as well.
Again, it's Saturday, 9 to 6, and we'll get into in what you can bring in all of that. Michelle Patton Swisher, this is, I know for you, this day is an exciting day because a lot of students get helped and they'll be able to start school on a level playing field.
Correct. We appreciate this more than our listeners probably know, because we have a lot of students in our community that are either homeless or living in poverty situations. Last year we had 561 students that were identified as homeless, and that count starts over every school year. But we do want kids to go to school on the first day with the supplies and the backpacks and the pencils and folders, just like everybody else. It does make it a good start to the year. And so we appreciate this opportunity to have this event.
Boy, 561, though, that's such a big number.
It is. I'm not sure what needs to be happening. I know our community is working really hard to kind of end homelessness, but it does continue. We had about 180 students that were residing in local motels. And that's quite a jump from where we've been in previous years.
Mm. Were you going to jump in, Don Shelley? I thought you were leaning toward. Okay, I thought you wanted to add to that. Well, I'll ask you, Don. The homeless situation is something you know about, just because, I mean, you've gone and led. You've talked to conferences about it. I mean, the Spotsylvania School Board. This is a big deal for them, for the school board. You all are involved in this, and just wanting to make sure that kids do get to start out right.
We do. We want our students to be successful, and that's good for them. It's helping their little personalities to be built. So we want to make sure that they're successful, and then a drive like this is going to help our homeless students and our students in poverty to be successful. And as you mentioned, as Michelle mentioned, put them on a level playing field with the other students so that they start this first day of school with all the supplies that they need.
Well, and it's so easy to do. It's so easy. And what makes it even easier is, especially if you're going to be getting school supplies for your kids, just go in and double what you get.
Oh, it's absolutely. The supplies that they get, and I mean, right now I'm kind of speechless still, because every year what comes in from the community for our students is absolutely amazing. We have, I'm going to say, the best community in the nation because of what happens. I mean, we actually fill up these box trucks that are, they're packed to the brim. For our students, and that is because we have such a wonderful community here in Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg area.
Nina Parrish with Parrish Learning Zone, you guys have been involved in this for years, and you and your husband are just passionate about this.
We are. Jay and I were both teachers in Spotsylvania, and so we saw firsthand in the classroom what a positive impact it makes on a student to have to feel normal, to have what everybody else has. And so I took my daughter shopping for school supplies, and she was so excited the other day. And I think that that's something that we can all do. It's a simple thing we can do to provide excitement about school for students who might otherwise be anxious about school, be worried that they would show up and not have what everybody else has. And so it's a small thing that we can all contribute to and make a big impact. So we're really excited to, again, be involved with Stuff the Bus and be able to contribute.
Boy, I think all of us can remember getting ready for school and how exciting it was to go do that shopping.
Yes, for sure. And I think, you know, with being able to do Stuff the Bus, we can provide that excitement about school to all students in our community. And what a great gift that is to be able to get a kid excited about school. And I think new school supplies does that, you know, having a shiny new notebook and being able to feel like you're just like the other kids and that you're there and you're prepared.
And as a teacher, could you tell right away what the students that came in and that might not have had what they needed to start the year?
I think a lot of times with younger students, you can tell. And a lot of times it is the teachers that fill that need. And so for me, that was one of the reasons I really wanted to be involved in this, because I know how much of their own personal money teachers spend on filling that gap for students who need supplies. You know, it's much easier to just go out and buy them yourself than to find, in a lot of cases, a way to provide those supplies for students. So I think it's so wonderful that Spotsylvania County has the Treasure House, and that's a way for students to access those supplies without teachers having to spend their own personal money. And that's a reason why this event is so important to me, because I think it really helps out teachers, especially with those older students who you might not always be able to tell their need for supplies, because they're not going to ask for it in the same way. So it's a way that they can go and shop with their family they don't have to ask the teacher for those supplies in a way that would be embarrassing for them. It's a way to make access for those supplies that works for everyone.
And I guess, Michelle, they don't ask a lot of times.
No, because we actually, with the donations that come in and they come into Treasure House, we then notify all of the schools that they are welcome to come and take what they need as well to have in their buildings directly for students. So the school counselors often come and get those items. And so a teacher can let the school counselor know, they can pass it on. The other thing, Ted, that I think is really important, and I absolutely love this, is there's a lot of choice that happens. You get to choose your backpack. It's not, this is the only backpack you can have. You have variety and you get to choose, and there's nothing better than that. I mean, we were out at the hotels last night helping folks get registered for school, and we had very few backpacks, but I had a couple. And this one young lady who was getting ready to go to middle school, which is kind of a scary transition, and she found this bag, and she was like, Miss Michelle, look at my bag, look at my new bag. And she was so excited because it was a messenger bag, so it wasn't a backpack, and it was a different bag, and that makes it all worth it. You know, it's so important as a community that we come together to support kids and really kind of promote school. And when you have good, healthy connection with school, it leads to a lot of other things. It can lead to great school attendance. It can lead to great grades. It can just really kind of help that whole child concept.
And boy, Dawn, I would guess that as a teacher, sometimes when you notice the kids don't have something, for most teachers, it just breaks their heart.
It does break our hearts. Seeing a student who is maybe struggling because they don't have the supplies, as Nina mentioned, it is something that the teachers do. We want to go out. We'll go to the store and we'll get things for them. But this is also, as Nina mentioned, this is helpful for the teachers as well, because we want to make sure that our students have the supplies that they need. And the students are going to feel better about themselves. So absolutely.
Stuff the Bus is this Saturday in Spotsylvania, 9 to 6 at the South Point Walmart. That's the main thing we're talking about this morning. We'll get into some other things, too, with school starting up and some things that you need to know, because school is starting up in Spotsylvania in just a couple of weeks. Renee Daniels here from Spotsylvania County Schools. Nina Parrish from Parrish Learning Zone. Michelle Patton-Swisher, a school social worker with Spotsylvania here. And Dawn Shelley from the Spotsylvania School Board. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stuff the Bus is this Saturday in Spotsylvania, and we're talking about that this morning with a bunch of people, Dawn Shelley, Renee Daniels, Nina Parrish, and Michelle Patton-Swisher here to talk about it. Nina, we've already had a question, and we'll talk about this probably a couple of times and give people information, but if someone wants to volunteer on Saturday, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, we would love to have more volunteers for Saturday, and you can go, we have a link to a volunteer spreadsheet, and that's been shared on the Spotsylvania County Public Schools Division website. We also have that on Parrish Learning Zone's website, and once you click on the link, there will be a form with several questions to fill out, including the time that you'd like to volunteer. You can pick the time. They're in hour and a half increments, and we would love to have you come out and volunteer. And what that involves is we're passing out a flyer to the people who are headed into Walmart that tell the school supplies that we're really in need of. So we're just having the volunteers hand out those flyers.
And that's what makes this so easy, Renee, that you hand out a flyer, because a lot of times you just think, I wouldn't know what to get.
Right, right.
But you lay it all out.
We make it easy for them. And big items that we need are 3-ring binders, notebook paper, wide and college ruled. We need dividers. We need Post-it notes, pens, pencils, pencil cases. Obviously, backpacks are huge, not just the smaller ones. We need the larger ones for our older students, colored pencils. We need 5 subject spiral notebooks, the marble composition books, index cards. I have the list posted on the school website, crayons, markers, just about anything you can think of. And now's a great time to buy all this stuff, because this weekend is tax-free weekend for school supplies. Mm-hmm. Plus, all of the stores are doing all kinds of specials. So when you're out there, you're picking up your child's supplies, just pick up a few more things and drop it off to us. We'll be out front, right out front of the Walmart, so it's really easy to drop it off.
And if you're a volunteer, Nina, all you do is you take the items, and then it's very easy to be a volunteer.
Yes, we try to make it as easy as possible for people to volunteer. So when you arrive, we tell you exactly what to do, and what you're doing is handing out a flyer to the people who are going into Walmart so that they can know what supplies are needed. And then we have some other volunteers that, as people are coming out with bags of supplies, are collecting those supplies and organizing them in the box truck. And we've been really fortunate for the years that we've been doing this to be able, the community has been so generous in donating supplies. People are very willing to donate supplies, and we've filled up a whole box truck to bring it over to the treasure house.
And it's a win-win, too, for our students, because if our students volunteer, our high school students are getting their community service hours that they can apply towards their diploma. So we'll be signing up on their forms for that as well. So it's a win-win. It's an opportunity for our high school students to earn those community service hours and get back to the community as well.
Treasure House has come up a couple of times, Michelle, and what a great place that is. There's no place in this community like Treasure House.
There is not. And I think it's wonderful, because it's all based upon the generosity of our community. It would not be here without them. It is located out at Massaponics High School. Families that are in need are able to come and shop once a month for items, hygiene, school supplies, food. We have a little bit of clothing. We don't have much clothing at this point, but it is a great opportunity for people to come, and it's based upon choice. So you get to choose what kind of shampoo you want or what kind of school supplies you like, and it supports people in our in Spotsylvania County Schools.
And it's really organized. It's not like you just walk in and there's just this this barrel and you can maybe find something. It really is. It's set up so professionally. I mean, it's like going to a store.
It is. And that's the whole point. You know, I'm big on dignity. And I think that's important. Even if you're having a rough time, we are there to provide a hand up, not a handout. And we want to help support you in moving forward. And I will tell you, the best thing that I see all the time is when you have families that give back to Treasure House. They might have gone through a rough patch and had to utilize the services of Treasure House, but they are now giving back. I had a mom once that brought a crock pot because when she was living in a hotel, that's what we gave her, and life was really rough, and she brought that crock pot back and donated one to us because she knew how helpful that was. Same way with school supplies. We get families that will come in and they may have picked up too many folders or too many notebooks that they will drop them off and say, hey, we don't need these after all. And it really is a great, great thing for our community.
It's interesting to see because you have people that all of a sudden find themselves in a jam and have to use it, but then other people then who get out and want to keep giving.
Yes, yes. It's awesome. I'm just so proud of it. I mean,
no, the number of times I've been there, and it just keeps you keep adding little things to it, and there really is nothing like it. That especially when you're talking about 561 homeless students in Spotsylvania County.
Right, and that doesn't just support our homeless student; it supports our families that are in need.
Right,
and so I know at one point last year, and I haven't done the data for the end of the year, but between July and January of last year, we supported over 1,500 people through Treasure House, which that's pretty substantial.
Yeah. Because in a lot of times, like you say, even if you're not homeless, but if money's tight to get some of these items, these are really hard things to come by. And a lot of times you just decide you're going to have to go without them.
Right. And we don't want that. We don't want kids to not be able to get their laundry done. You know, we have laundry detergent, or we don't want families to have to struggle for shampoo and conditioner and food. You know, we have food there. That's huge too. Especially now during, you know, summer break, we have kids that are maybe entitled to free lunch and free breakfast, but right now they're home. And so I don't know about anybody else's, but my children eat a lot during the summer. So this, you know, being able to support families with Treasure House and providing that food piece is very, very helpful for them.
Well, and Dawn, this all it all goes back to the classroom. If you're struggling, if your family's struggling to be able to provide these things, it just you're as Michelle mentioned before. There's so many byproducts to all this.
There are, because our students they having the three meals a day. So that, as Michelle mentioned, they get breakfast and lunch at school. But then being able to go to the Treasure House, have somebody getting something from maybe the Treasure House that will help them to be able to eat dinner. Our students, our basic needs, I mean, food, shelter, the students need to have those to be able to be successful. But I wanted to mention a story about the Treasure House. My first time going into the Treasure House, first of all, as you two have mentioned, the way it's set up, it's like going into a store. But I was walking through the Treasure House my very first time going in there, and I saw baby formula, and I broke down crying because I don't think how many people are in need, and I never thought about babies. So seeing the baby formula, really, I broke down because, like, these are the needs of our community, and we are supporting the needs of our community. So even our students who have baby brothers and sisters who aren't in school yet, knowing that those baby brothers and sisters are getting fed and that mom and dad may not have to struggle as much to get that baby formula or to get the supplies that they need just to be able to maybe get out of poverty, those saving that little bit of money every month is helpful for our students, because then they see mom and dad aren't struggling as much. So I think it's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, yeah. And no matter what you purchase and donate to the cause on Saturday, Michelle, helps. It goes in and it will be used.
Absolutely. And I will say this, you know, the supplies that are picked up on Saturday will carry us throughout the school year. we don't ever stop having a need.
Yeah.
You know, we were giving out school supplies actually during the summer because we have parents that are still working with their kids over the summer academically, or maybe a student that's in summer school and they still need paper and pencils and colored pencils and markers and those kind of things. So the benefit of Stuff the Bus is not just right when we go back to school, but throughout the year, because we do have students that move into our county sometimes mid-year and have nothing. Or we have families, unfortunately, that may have suffered a house fire and all of a sudden they have nothing. And so we're able to help meet those needs quickly.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking Stuff the Bus this morning. It's in Spotsylvania at the South Point Walmart this Saturday from 9 to 6. We'll talk again about items and how you can get involved and volunteer on Saturday with Stuff the Bus. Don Shelley, Michelle Patton-Swisher, Renee Daniels, and Nina Parrish here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stuff the Bus in Spotsylvania is this Saturday at the South Point Walmart from 9 to 6. We are talking about that this morning. Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania Schools, one of the people we have in this morning. Short summer for Spotsylvania students and teachers, real short. And usually when we do this before Stuff the Bus, we're still looking at another month of school. But August 13th, it's almost here.
It is almost here. And I just want to remind the parents out there, if you have a rising sixth grader, they need to have their Tdap vaccination. And for your convenience, we are offering the health department, we've partnered with them, and we are offering a free Tdap clinic on Thursday, August 9th from 2 to 5. And it's going to be held at Chancellor Middle School. And that's for any Spotsylvania middle school sixth grader to come get their vaccine at no cost by the health department. So it's a great time for them to take advantage of that if they haven't gotten that shot. Unfortunately, if they don't have that shot, we will not be able to have them attend school that first day. So we don't want that to happen. So we had another clinic 2 weeks ago. We had over 90 people at that clinic, so it's a great opportunity to get that shot for your sixth grader.
Okay, again, the details on that shot is?
It's a Tdap clinic, and it's going to be at Chancellor Middle School from 2 to 5 on August 9th.
August 9th, and we'll mention that again before the end. I guess we have bus schedules gone out yet?
So we're doing something new this year. They are not being mailed. We did do an auto dialer and email on Monday, and they actually go to the website or go to Parent View, which is the parent portal for our parents.
Okay.
To check bus stop information. There's a quick link right on the Spotsylvania Division homepage that says bus stop information. And right now we have our transportation back to school call center. That number is 540-582-5125, and they just hit extension 5, and they can call that number Monday through Friday 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. until August 10th if they have any questions about their bus stop.
Okay, so if it's you want for parents, you want to learn and know where that is, because you want to check too, because sometimes there are little changes are made each year.
Right, we do make changes based on people moving into the community, and we do like the students to be there about 10 minutes before the actual time of the bus stop, because you know, with new bus drivers coming on board, it's a new route. We want to make sure everybody gets on the bus, and so there may be possible delays as people are learning their bus stop and getting on board. But we do want to remind parents that remember, when school does start, that we are double checking, especially our elementary students, to make sure that they're on the right buses. So there will be delays the first couple of weeks of school for buses coming home, and we don't want the parents of students to get alarmed, but just know that we're double checking and making sure they're on the right buses.
Yeah, the first few weeks always takes, and as adjustments are made and things like that, and we all need to get back into the mindset that there are going to be buses on the roads in the mornings and in the afternoons, and be prepared for that.
That's right. High school starts at 7:35 in the morning, so our buses are out on those roads at 6 a.m. Starting those bus routes. Our middle school starts at 8 and our elementary school starts at 8:45. So they'll be out there for quite a bit in the morning.
And the sheriff's office will be out. Don't be trying to pass buses and things like that.
That's correct.
And watch your speed in the neighborhoods. I mean, I know in my neighborhood it just drives me crazy sometimes to see how fast people will be driving when around school time, when you know kids are going to be walking home, getting off the buses and going back home.
That's correct.
In the afternoons.
We just want to make sure that when you see those flashing lights out there, that means that school's in session and it does start early. Again, August 13th is that first day of school for Spotsylvania this year.
So, and I guess if anybody has any questions too, contact your school.
That's correct. The best thing for parents to do if they have any questions about anything, whether it's what is the school supply list or what's my bus stop, they can always call their child's school. The office is open right now and they're accepting calls as well.
Does that take care of all the things that you had your list there?
I did.
Is that handles all your stuff?
That is.
Okay. Well, and we'll mention that before we get out of here this morning. Nina Parrish, one of the people we have here. Nina's with Parrish Learning Zone over on Route 3 in Spotsylvania. Nina, as you deal with kids and just learning and all, I mean, you see the importance, and I think that, and you've mentioned that, that's why you're so passionate about Stuff the Bus.
Yes, I think that something that we can all do is to donate supplies so that kids can get a great start, a positive start to the school year. And it really helps students at the beginning of the year to get excited about school, having everything that they need. So it's something small that we can all contribute to that makes such a positive impact on the start of the school year. And we're really happy to be involved with it again. And there's several locations. If you're not able to make it out on Saturday to Stuff the Bus, where you can drop off your supplies, you can come by our office, Parrish Learning Zone. We have a drop-off box there. Or you can drop by one of the Coldwell Banker locations. You can drop by their office downtown or in Massaponix or one of their other locations for Coldwell Banker Elite, and you can drop off your school supplies there as well. So don't feel like if you can't make it out to the event on Saturday, you're not able to donate. There's locations all around Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania that you can drop off those supplies.
And we also have a drop box at the Treasure House, too.
Okay.
You can go any time of day. Again, that's located right behind Massaponix High School near the stadium. There's a sign on the trailer, and there's a nice drop box out front that you can put stuff in, or you can drop it off at the school board office as well.
Well, and Nina, what a great feeling you have when you're able to donate something like this, because you know it's no matter how big or small or how many you're giving, it's all going to be used.
Yes, and I think that it's wonderful for the recipients of the supplies, but it's also wonderful for the people like us and the students that I get to volunteer with every year. I'm always amazed by the community and the students that come out and volunteer with us and their enthusiasm. We have videos from past years of students just getting so excited to help their peers, and it's wonderful to have people come together in that way, and I think it's great to have middle school and high school students, and we even have students come back from college and members of the community come together and to collect these supplies, and it sort of gets them out of their house and for teenagers gets them outside of just their own personal need and allows them to help someone else. And I think that, you know, being out there at Walmart and speaking to people and helping to convey this need and having us to work with the high school students and the middle school students to be able to do that is a great thing for them too.
Yeah.
It's a great skill to learn how to speak with people and to communicate that information for our high school students and to learn how to volunteer and to help a student who might be sitting beside you in class and doesn't start out with the same opportunities that you do.
Yeah, no, that is a terrific thing. And you and your husband, Jay, are there from start to finish and have such enthusiasm all the times.
Yes, Jay and I will be there all day helping the volunteers and, you know, showing the high school and middle school volunteers and the adult volunteers where to be. And we'll be bringing some lunch and water and for everybody to keep everyone enthusiastic and happy. And hopefully the weather will cooperate with us as well.
It's supposed to. Saturday's supposed to, believe it or not, be a really nice day now. They have changed that. Michelle Patton-Swisher, you have talked, Michelle is a school social worker, and you always talk when you come in and we do these shows about just the need to remember the older students, because a lot of us think about, oh, I want to go get the flowery notebook for the G.I. Joe notebook and things like that, but you always talk about don't forget the needs of high school students.
Correct. Our older students need things like 3-ring binders, 1-inch to 3-inch large binders. And those items actually are quite expensive. And if you have multiple children in those grades, it can be difficult. So older supplies are helpful, dividers, flash drives. That's another thing that a lot of times classes are having kids do things on the computer. And for kids to be able to put it on a flash drive to take it home and bring it back is also very helpful. Index cards, highlighters, all of those are older student items often that we forget about, but they are in need too. And a lot of times we have a particular population of students, unfortunately, that may get kicked out of their home at some point during their senior year of high school. And the ability to be able to get that student things immediately so they can continue on their education and then successfully graduate is important. And we talked about Treasure House earlier. I had a student I worked with last year who she had a child. She had a baby, and she was a senior that had been kicked out. And it was wonderful to be able to walk over to Treasure House, and we got her child diapers and wipes and her school supplies, her hygiene products, food for all of them, as well as she found a really cute little bag that she could use as a diaper bag. I mean, those kind of things are what comes into Treasure House that we're able to support kids. And I was so happy and proud of her. She graduated. And I don't think Treasure House was the sole reason, but I think that connection and being able to help support her and kind of alleviate some of that stress for her that she could concentrate on her studies was important.
I know why you cried now, Dawn. I mean, that's a great story.
It's a great story. And that's why we do what we do, is because we want to support our kids. And sometimes it's not just the kids, it's the entire family. So anything that we can do. And then the school supplies is huge, because we know going in and getting all the school supplies that we need for our students, to our own children to start school, can be a little bit of an expense. So to alleviate that expense for someone who is struggling is going to be a big help. And that's why this school supply drive for Stuff the Bus is so important to our Spotsylvania County School students.
Well, and you come at it, and I think it's what makes you such a good school board member too, is, I mean, you come at it from as a teacher and as a mom.
I do. So I, my kids are now grown, but knowing what I did having to go out and get the supplies for them in the past, and then as a teacher, knowing the importance of my students having what they need, because we would go out and I hit the sales as well. Those sales are amazing. And while I'll give some stuff to the Treasure House, I keep some stuff for my own students, and then so that they are going to be successful. So it's always a win-win for our kids. The sales are helpful. And then the school supplies drive is just absolutely amazing for Stuff the Bus. But like I said before, we have an amazing community that supports our students. And that's what makes Spotsylvania stand out.
Well, and as we've said, it's so often when teachers see needs out of their own pockets, they're buying things.
We do. And I don't see that ever stopping. We... you know, we'll have students. I know in Spotsylvania County, we've got the school counselors. We'll let our social workers know so that our students who do need supplies, but sometimes they need it right there. So the teachers usually have a stash of stuff that they have purchased for their own classrooms and their own students.
Yeah.
So always, always spending money.
I was going to say, we have a couple schools actually that have kind of treasure rooms in some of their schools. So those supplies are readily available within the building. It just depends. But reaching out to the school counselor, school social worker to get those supplies, to have them in your building so they're readily available. And that's the great thing about Stuff the Bus. It's for our entire community to have access.
Stuff the Bus is Saturday in Spotsylvania at South Point Walmart from 9 to 6. But Nina, you also mentioned that there are drop-off points, too, if you can't make it on Saturday.
There are drop-off points around Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania, the Coldwell Banker Elite offices, our office, Parish Learning Zone. You can drop off items at the box at the Treasure House. And if you aren't able to pick up supplies, there's always a need also. And you can, at the event, make a donation, a cash donation, if you'd like to donate money instead. There are, I know my husband used to take people, students to DECA competitions, and they were required to wear a suit. And so there's things like that that come up during the school year, needs that they can use those cash donations for, that maybe people don't think to donate at the Stuff the Bus event.
If you go by the South Point Walmart, you'll see a school bus with the Stuff the Bus banner on it already. It says Saturday, 9 to 6 at the South Point Walmart. We'll wrap this up when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back and conclude this on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about Stuff the Bus in Spotsylvania Saturday at South Point Walmart from 9 to 6. It is an event. It's a great event in the community where you're really able to help students. Don Shelley, with the Spotsylvania School Board here, along with Michelle Patton-Swisher, a school social worker, Nina Parrish with the Parish Learning Zone, and Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools. Before we wrap it up with all the Stuff the Bus information, a couple of things you talked about a few minutes ago, Renee, again, just to repeat, that the TDAP thing is the big thing, because you don't want your child being sent home the first day because you don't have something taken care of.
Right. It's a state law. All sixth grade students are required to have that TDAP vaccine. And so to make it easy for our parents, we partnered with the health department, and we're hosting a TDAP clinic on August 9th from 2 to 5 at Chancellor Middle School. Any sixth grade student in Spotsylvania can come to that clinic and get that shot at no cost. We've also want to let people know that the bus stop information is available online or through ParentView. And if they are unsure or have any questions, they can call our Transportation Back to School Call Center at 540-582-5125, extension 5, and they're there Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 until August 10th to answer any questions, or they can also just call their child's school to get information.
First day of school is August 13th, so I guess that means like the business days and business nights at each school are going to be next week.
That's correct. We have the middle school business night is going to be August 8th. The high school business night is going to be August 9th, and then the elementary open house is going to be on Friday, August 10th.
Wow, it's almost here.
It is.
It is almost here. Nina Parrish with Parrish Learning Zone, you'll be there Saturday. Again, volunteers are needed, and off air we were talking that especially in the afternoon, volunteers are needed.
Yes, we would love to have you volunteer, and don't feel like you need to we would love to have community volunteers and adult volunteers, especially in the afternoon. So it doesn't, it's not something that's just open to the middle school students and the high school students. We would love to see you volunteer, and we do have a spreadsheet where you can fill out a little form to volunteer and pick the hours you'd like to volunteer, and that's available on the Spotsylvania County Public Schools Division website, as well as our Parish Learning Zone website, where you can sign up and join us. Jay and I will be there all day long to help with the volunteers.
I have hung out there, and you people are fun. It's fun. It's a fun day. It really is. I mean, you all make it fun.
We try to, you know, we have a lot of energetic high school students that join us and members of the community coming together, and we try to make it a fun event for everyone. And we do have a lot of fun throughout the day talking to the people coming in and out of Walmart and collecting the supplies, and it's an exciting thing to be involved with.
Don Shelley and Michelle Patton-Swisher, this is, there's so many needs out there. And Saturday's the day you can help some of those needs.
Absolutely. And it's the good stuff. Like, this is fun stuff to be able to give back to your community and make a difference for kids. A folder makes a difference. A backpack, a flash drive, index cards, pencil. I mean, they're making a difference. And we appreciate everything from our generosity of our community to support our students. And Stuff the Bus is just the first thing to kick it off this year.
Yeah, no, and Don, teachers and school board members and the community, this is a chance to get involved.
It is a chance to get involved. And no donation is too small, no donation is too big. So if somebody can just, even if somebody just feels like, I can't afford it, but I can give you a box of pencils, that's huge. Anything that can be donated is going to help our students. So we just appreciate our community so much. They're out there, and just seeing the expression on people when they know why we're collecting supplies just lets you know we have a very wonderful, compassionate community.
Stuff the Bus in Spotsylvania, Saturday, 9 to 6. Thank you all for what you do. Town Talk, financed by Deacon Wealth Management,
Thanks
the financial firm that
to
specializes
Talk,
in providing comprehensive
WFBA,
advice for your serious
brought
money.
To you by
See
Deacon
you tomorrow.
Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.